to say it. Somebody should. Let's talk about two time. Let's talk about bone wine, yeah. You're asking the questions that nobody could. Like where the bone thugs in, are they in harmony?
Wow, that was a that was an intense explosion of things falling down. Welcome to another show. Today we have something specialized. I found a couple books at work. One is called 101 Conversation Starters for Couples, and one is called 101 Conversation Starters for Families. Hello. Oh my god. I'm so excited. Totally. Perfect. Okay, bye. I was going to cut out this phone call, except it's important news. I was waiting on the design for the album art for the vinyl pressing of Helpful Snowman episode 300. Because it comes with, the, you know, album art. And I just, that was the word that the art is basically complete. It's going to be metal as hell. You know. Y'all get to see the art, because I figure, well, when we get to episode 400 and we do something similarly stupid, maybe some people will enter next time if they're like, oh, this is a high-quality item. By the way, winner of Snowball, Ian, when you get it, just tell everyone it's amazing. Just, I don't really care what you think, but tell everyone it's amazing. So that future endeavors have a better turnout, better result. Pow. So I have these two books about conversation starters. And I love the, I don't understand the premise of these for the most part, because it's kind of like, this is, I guess, things, if you just couldn't figure out what to talk about, if you're like, I don't know what to talk about with my spouse. I like the back, too. Your spouse is a fascinating person, a treasure trove of meaningful, humorous, and profound experiences, thoughts, feelings, ideas, memories, hopes, dreams, beliefs, and convictions. These 101 questions, developed by marriage experts Gary Chapman of Five Love Languages fame and Raymond Presson, are to be used as conversation starters for you and your mate. Offers a process to enjoy over... This offers a process to enjoy over dinner, on a date night, or any time you'd like to dig a little deeper together. I mean, the conversation that I had with my significant other was like, what is metal? You know what I mean? Because I was like, I want my album cover to be real metal. Oh my god, it's awesome. There's a killer whale, a fat killer whale coming out of lava. There's a huge volcano. There's lightning. And there's a motorcycle. This is perfect. Now that's album art. Fuck all you guys and your minimalist bullshit, including myself. So let's see. Should we just start at question one? Or should we... Should we move through and kind of, let's see. If you inherited $200,000 after taxes, what would you do with the money? That's question 49. I like how it's like specifying after taxes. Because it's just like, well, we want to take the obvious question off the table of what about the tax? Who fucking cares about the, whose question is that? Is there tax? Well, then forget it. I mean, what the fuck? I guess if you're the kind of person who has no conversation skills, and it's just like, oh, well, if it was $200,000, but if I had to pay tax, it may only be like $100,000, in which case my answer is totally different. What would I do if I inherited $200,000? I would go down to less hours at work. That's what I would do. What are two things that happened today, and how did you feel about them? Bill Paxton died today. I didn't feel happy about it. I wouldn't say I felt really strongly. It just he seemed young. That's how I would feel about it. Is that a feeling to say he seemed young? Also, some guy called my work and said his kid has some disease that they may or may not have gotten here, and also that may or may not have continued to spread here. How did I feel about that? Annoyed. That was the core feeling, was annoyance. What were some of your favorite toys as a child, and what was your favorite candy? Now, these are the same question, which I don't understand, because those do not seem like the same, or like, you know, that's not part A and part B. What was your favorite toy, or some of your favorite toys, and what was your favorite candy? I mean, all my favorite toys were action figures, you know? We had a lot of Legos and shit, but action figures were where it's at. I was looking, I don't know why, I started in on this sort of little quest, but then I was like, I don't think I'm actually going to do this. But I just wondered, like, if I tried to recreate, you know, all the toys, if I tried to recreate the toy collection I had as a child, how difficult would it be and how much would it cost? And, like, as I was looking at toys, I was then reminded of toys I had that I had completely forgotten about. Like, completely and utterly forgotten. So, I mean, all just action figures. Do I have to be specific about which ones? I don't know. Nothing really brings me joy, so. What was my favorite candy when I was a kid? I don't fucking know. That's a dumb question. Describe the home of one or both sets of your grandparents. I do not remember either, because they were all dead. What was something you really wanted but were not allowed to own as a child or teen? I do remember as, like, a child, I thought that when I turned 16, I was going to get a car, and I was just going to live in my car out front of my house. That's how badly I wanted to have my own little space, my own little world, I think, that I was in control of, that I was just like, I'll just live in a car. And you don't think about these things when you're a kid, right? How weird that would be, like, for your mom. When people come over and they're like, where's your son? And she's like, he's out in his car because that's where he lives. Even though there's a perfectly good house right here. I do not know why that was a thing, but that was a thing for me. I don't want to do that. As you were growing up, what was unique about your family as compared to other families in your neighborhood or the families of your friends? My family was weird. You know, my family was early adopters of divorce. I'll say that. I remember explaining to kids what divorce was. If I'd known, I would have been like, oh, you'll see. You shall see. What was your most serious physical injury as a child or a teen? I broke my arm. That was serious, but I don't know. Now I think probably the concussions, the three concussions I had. What do you remember about learning to drive? I remember driving at night was really hard, and I didn't realize it until I didn't realize I needed glasses until I'd been driving at night and was like, I can't see shit. Is this what it looks like for everyone? And then I wore glasses and was like, oh. Also, I remember the first time I drove by myself, I drove to Hastings to look at CDs or whatever, and it's not far, but I just remember driving and being like, I've driven this way like 100 times, but, you know, I've not driven, and was just like, do I actually know how to get back? Like, do I know how to do this? I don't know. I remember exactly where I was when I had this moment of Am I going to know how to do this? That reminded me, too, of a time I rode bikes with some friends, and we went to the mall. And, the mall was, like, far from our house. Not crazy far, but significant. And I remember riding and just being like, I don't think I know how to get back right now. Like, I need to start remembering where we are so that when we turn around, I can figure out how the fuck to get home. Complete this sentence. I'm sure my mom and dad wish I would. I think my mom wishes I'd quit my job. My dad, what do I think my dad would do? Wish that I sent him prison money, probably. I mean, I don't know. That's not a very specific to me wish, but it's true. It's got to be true. Why would you not want someone to send you money if you're in prison? I would think so. What is perhaps the worst movie you have ever seen? Oh, that is a great question. So, okay, worst movie. I'm throwing out the Neil Breen's and the, Birdemics because, and the Rooms. Because, they're probably the worst, but they're not the least enjoyable. I guess I'm putting worst and least enjoyable as being synonymous as opposed to, like, what's the movie you saw that had the poorest production value, right? Boy. Well, and here's another thing. I feel like the worst movie I've seen is going to be something that's a little bit bigger because I feel like it's less excusable if you make a movie that's got a budget and shit and then you fuck it up royally, right? Like if you make a steaming pile of shit and it's not like, well, I mean, this was basically, one fucking guy did everything. I don't know. It's understandable, but when you're like, Disney made this and what the fuck? It's different. The worst movie the movie I remember enjoying the least that I've ever seen was Miami Vice. I remember walking out of it. I remember just thinking, like, what? How is this even a movie? I remember thinking, like, it's kind of a miracle they managed to capture none of the, I think this came after, it was almost like, okay, we had Gritty Reboot time in comics, which was like late 80s, probably. And, you'd take your Batmans and you'd have a Gritty Reboot. And Superman would be a Gritty Reboot, right? But, and then in movies you had, we had a reboot time, but it was like a lighthearted reboot. Like they reboot Starsky and Hutch, and they reboot, even when they reboot, later, like RoboCop and stuff, it's like, I mean, it was dark, but, the original was dark, so whatever, I don't know. But then, Miami Vice was like the gritty reboot of something that its charm had everything to do with the fact that it wasn't gritty, right? Like, it was not a highly gritty show. Also, I just came back from Chicago a little while ago, and my uncle told me a story that him and a buddy were at a restaurant somewhere, and Don Johnson was there with his son, or he thought it was his son, and he's like, and this was like in the 80s, everybody was bothering him and stuff, and he's like, and when he was leaving, Don Johnson got up and came over to my uncle's table and was like, hey, thanks, guys. And he was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, well, thanks for not, you're not coming over and bothering me. You guys were like the only people who didn't bother me, so thanks. And he was like, oh, well, cool. So there you go. I don't know, Miami Vice. I mean, I had no expectations. Electro was pretty bad. I remember that being pretty rough. Maybe one of the Star Wars prequels was pretty bad. I can't remember which. I think it was the second one. And there were like four or five nerds. We all went to see it together. And I remember I was on one side of friend of the show, Alec, and another friend was on the other side. And about a minute apart, one of us leans over to him and is like, this is not going well. And then, a minute later, the other one is like, this is not going well to him, So, I mean, that was pretty bad, and that definitely fits the bill of, like, movie that really had no excuse. What tragic news story in the last few years made you particularly sad? That's a tough one. News stories are hard to get sad about sometimes because, like, I don't know the people. So it makes it difficult to be, like, sad and, I don't know. I guess when I think of sad, I think of hopeless and whatever. And I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of fucked up news stories for sure, but, like, I'm trying to think of something that really brought me down, you know? That, like, a couple days later, I was just like, the world is ruined. And I hate everything and blah, blah, blah. News story. Probably the story that Helpful Snowman 300 wouldn't be won by Poon Master Flex. That was a pretty sad moment. What was one of the most memorable weddings other than your own that you've attended? I've only been to a few, and I feel like they are not memorable in their non-memorableness. I do remember one wedding I went to, I don't know what you call it, the sermon, the whatever, was real fucking weird, and I didn't know what the guy was talking about. He was talking about, like, the pioneers coming through this land, and there was a lot of metaphor, you know, about rivers and pioneers and da-da-da-da. So I was a little like, holy shit. I went to one of a friend's that was like in the mountains. And it was memorable and fun because the people I went with were pretty fun. So I'll say that. I don't know. I mean, the ones that I enjoyed were not memorable because I was drunk. I mean, Alex's wedding was memorable because I was pretty drunk. I don't know. Weddings aren't memorable. What is something you collected as a child or teen? Oh, my God. I collected everything. Anything that was collectible, I collected. I had, like, a rock collection. I had a, what I called a knife collection, which consisted of two knives. I had, you know, baseball cards, Marvel cards, all kinds of cards, except the kinds that you could play games with, because I didn't like doing that. It was too hard for me, and it still is. Still can't get behind it. What is a question that you wish you had the courage to ask your mother and or father? Oh my God. I don't really have any, like, my mom, I don't know what I would ask her, because I've asked her, you know, she told me that I was a mistake baby. I asked her, like, why did you marry my dad? Like, what were you thinking? I mean, not to be insulting, but I don't know how you ask that in a way that's totally non-insulting. But it's just kind of like, what happened there? What's the deal with marrying my dad? So I guess I'd have to ask my dad, and what would I ask him? I don't know. I don't know if I'm like, this is too revelatory. I don't know if I'm actually curious about his life at all. Like, I don't know if I care. So it's hard for me to think of a question that's relevant that I actually care what the answer is, right? I don't know. Maybe I just ask him what his favorite song is. He listened to the worst music, and so I just wonder, you know, what's he up to these days? Because he'd probably have something terrible. If you were given 5 acres of land, where would you want it to be, and what would you want to do with it? I mean, I would want it to be somewhere in, like, a cabin, right? In the mountains. And I would want to have a cabin that just everyone could fuck off. Or a Unabomber shack. And then I'd use the other 5-point-whatever acres to, I don't know, just stack my manifesto papers or something. If you could own and operate your own business and be guaranteed of its success, what would it be? Oh. if I'm guaranteed of its success, I think that's pretty obvious. It would be Hitler's Coffee. And the logo is Adolf Hitler, and he's smiling. And his mustache, though, instead of being a mustache, is like a little latte foam mustache. And it's like the final solution for sleepiness, or the final solution to mediocre coffee. You know, and then we just make Hitler into a big fucking joke, basically. And the reason I say that one is because if I'm guaranteed of its success, well, now that's interesting. I mean, how would you be guaranteed of success of Hitler's coffee? And then when you did succeed, I guess I feel like that makes the world a very weird place. If you do not play a musical instrument, what one do you wish you could play? And if you did play a musical instrument, do you recall how you chose that particular one? I played the piano because I was forced to, and I played the clarinet because I had to carry it home, and it was the second smallest instrument, the smallest being the flute, and I was like, that's too far. It's the 90s. Being perceived as heterosexual is very important, and so therefore, no flute. But I don't play a musical instrument currently, so if I could, I mean, I think the piano, right? That's the easiest one. It seems like everywhere you go, there's just a fucking piano sitting there, so it'd be pretty cool if you could just sit down and like, blah, 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 blah. What would you say are two of the best concerts you have seen, either in person or on video or film? I don't know if I've ever enjoyed a concert on film. We used to, every year, my music teacher in elementary would show us John Tesh live at Red Rocks. Because if there's one thing that young kids really want to see, it's fucking John Tesh live at Red Rocks. That is what we care about. I don't want to answer that. That's a boring question to me. What are two of your all-time favorite movies, parentheses, or books? There's 101 conversation starters. It's like, you could have spread these out a little bit. You know what I mean? What are your favorite movies? What are your favorite books? I mean, there's really like, if you spread these out, there'd be like 201, 202. My mother or father clearly did not understand what was considered cool when he or she bought me. Man. I don't think my dad ever bought us anything that we didn't specifically ask for. Like, I don't think he was like a purchaser of gifts or something in a big bad way. My mom did pretty good too. I don't really remember her buying me shit that I was like, ah, this is so lame, you know. They did good. It's easy. It's easy to do good on these things. All you have to do, parents, is buy them what they ask for. Don't buy them shit they're not asking for. And when they ask for certain kinds of clothes, guess what? You're going to think they're stupid, and guess what? You're probably fucking right, because the clothes that kids like are stupid. It's a fact. However, just deal with it. You know, my mom's not going to buy me JNCO jeans, and she was right, they're fucking stupid. But, you know, so is every kind of clothes. What are you going to do? What famous person, deceased, would you like to have met? I like how this is like, let's bring up the fact that they've got to be dead, right? They have to be dead in order for you to meet them, in order for this to work. What famous dead person? I have a thing about, like, dead people, or famous people, because, like, it's kind of scary to meet them sometimes, because you just wonder, you know, like, there are writers I like, but it's like, well, what if he's a fucking asshole? And there's, like, 50% chance he's a fucking asshole, so I don't want to meet some writer, and then he's an asshole, and then I'm like, oh, well, thank God we met. That was a good decision that was made on our part, together, mostly my part, though. There's got to be somebody. Who is real cool? Who's like the coolest cool person? And you don't want to meet... I don't want to meet like a musician, because that just seems bad. I don't want to meet like a surly, cantankerous writer person, because that seems like a poor decision. Famous dead person. I don't know. This is impossible. Why is this so difficult? Why is this such a hard question? I'm not good at celebrity questions. But these questions like, oh, who's on your celebrity fuck it list or whatever you call that, your hall pass and shit. I'm always like, I don't know, man. Like, who fucking cares? I don't care. No one cares. Nobody cares who your celebrity person that you'd like to bang is. That's just the way it is. No one cares. How about I could meet Jack Kirby, all right? He did a lot of drawings, a lot of arts. Or maybe Harvey Pekar. Maybe that would be interesting because then I suspect he's exactly in life as you would think he is based on his comics and stuff. So maybe that would be good because I'd meet him, and in meeting him, I would be thinking, like, I'll be disappointed if he's not a little bit of a standoffish asshole. And so if he's not, then I'll be sad. So when he is, I'll be happy. And if it turned out he was, like, a real nice guy, I mean, that's win-win, right? That's, like, the definition of a win-win scenario. Like, I met this guy who I thought was going to be an asshole and was totally prepared for it, and then he turned out to be a nice dude. So there you go. Win-win. Okay. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have this week. I have to go to a volleyball game. I'm a little hungover, and so I guess that means I'm ripe for the play-in. Thanks for listening again this week. We'll see you next week. Also, in the next couple days, if you're one of our Patreon backers, you should expect to get access to your bonus episode in the next couple days, because the month is almost over. So Monday or Tuesday, we'll have that ready for you. If you're not one of our backers, then fuck you. I guess you just had to listen to a thing that you're not a part of. Must be tough for you. I feel for you. You know what I mean? I know what it's like to be a pile of shit. So I feel feelings. All right. See you guys next time. You're not gonna say it. Somebody should talk about two.